The West Live.
The West Live.
The West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage. The West Live. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day to you too. And now, for a lot of people who were trying to get home yesterday, especially around this neck of the woods where we are in Osborne Park, it was absolute gridlock around, you know, 5 p.m. because of an accident on the freeway. Now, what do we now know about what caused that accident and what happened?
Yeah, it was a nightmare, wasn't it? What we know from police is that two cars have gone up the back of a truck on the freeway around Lake Munger Drive. This has forced southbound lanes to be closed from Hutton all the way to Graham Farmer until late last night. And we saw that if you were trying to work out another route to get around last night, there was just red everywhere on Google Maps, left, right and centre, as this traffic spilled onto suburban streets. What we do know is that one person has lost their life in this crash. Another person, a woman, is fighting for her life in Royal Perth Hospital. There's a third person in Royal Perth Hospital who's in a stable condition. So, a terrible crash. Police say that a Nissan Patrol was being driven erratically on the freeway in the lead up to this crash. So, major crash police are investigating at the moment. But a horrible smash on the freeway.
Yeah, I think anytime you see that the freeway is being shut down for over an hour, you know that it's been a real severe accident, potentially with fatalities. That's how it's turned out to be. Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see as more information emerges as the major crash squad investigates.